Daf is Daf Samech Ches. We got to the last two words on Samech Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara had just said they have a hekesh, the hekesh of Rabbi Yona. That let's read the bottom. Let's maybe read the last few lines of Samech Zayin Amud Beis to get the flow here. So it says El Amar Rabbi Yona v'yisem Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yeshua Amar Kala. Pazik says Kol Asher Yasa Mikol Toivos Ha'ilo v'nichrasu. Anyone who does any of these toivos gets cut off. So there's a hukshu Kol Arayos Kulam Lachos Isha. There's a hekesh, everything is learned out from Achaz Isha. Ma, Achaz Isha, lo, safsubei kedushin, like we saw before, that kedushin is not tofes by the Achaz Isha, so too, through this hekesh, af kolarayos kulam, lo, tafsubei kedushin. So Achaz Isha is the model, the source, and through the hekesh, everything else, all other rayos, we have the halacha, there's no tfisis kedushin. So Gemara asks, now, ihachi going on to Samaches, if that's the case, afilu nida nami, so even nida as well, says Rashi, afilu nida nami on top. Im kidash pnuya bimei nida. So, if you try to marry a woman who's single, obviously if she was married, it wouldn't work. But she's single and she's a chuppas nida, what they call it. She's nida at the time. Lo levet the kedushin. It shouldn't be kedushin. Vim ba'aleh b'nidasa. And let's say one is married to her and she's a nida. Yehi vlad mamzer. The child should be mamzer. But we know that's not true because alama amar bai. Why does bai say hakol moldim? Everybody agrees. B'ba'aha nida v'alasota shein vlad mamzer. So a person has a child from a nida, or a person has a child from a sota. Sota is a case we discussed yesterday, of course, the whole masechta about this, that if a woman is with another man, and the husband suspects she's with another man, so he gives her kinoi, he warns her, and then she's nister, she has a stira, and they're edim that see that she was in privacy with this particular man, so she becomes a sota. So let's say they don't go through the process, so she's a din of a sota, and they're us to be with each other, but if they were with each other anyway, and to have a child, the child's not a mamzer. But either way, from the statement of Abaye, we're seeing that a habal nida is not a mamzer. But why? Isn't nida one of their rayos? Isn't there a hekesh to Rabbi Yona? So the answer is, Amar Chizki explains, you're right. Nida is really part of the hekesh, and one would normally assume that it should result in a mamzer, but there's a special exercise of Amar Kra, the project says, v'tihi nidasa love. That the nida will be on her, upon her, that's the literal meaning, but they make a drasha from the word tihi, lashon v'hayisa, afilu b'shas nidasa te bahavaya. Even when she's a nida, there's still going to be a viti. Remember, we learned v'yatza v'hayisa, v'yatza's gerishin v'hayisa is kedushin, so lashon viti is a lashon of kedushin. There is kedushin even b'shas, even when she's in nida. So there's a big discussion we've discussed many times in the Rishonim and the Achronim, whether nida really is one of the arayos. So this is one of the sources that the fact that the Gemara here and Yevamos include nida as one of the arayos as part of the hekesh sounds like it's one of the arayos. So we saw many, many discussions about this. We saw Yosef Engel, Gemara Gittin Davav says about, the Gemara is talking about the Gimel Averos. And it says the example of arayos is if a woman, let's say, there's too much, if the husband says too much kas, so he's going to result in there being Gilei Raios in the house. How will that result in Gilei Raios if the husband gets very, very angry? Because she's going to be too scared to go to the mikvah when it's cold out. And she's going to lie to her husband and say she went to the mikvah, even though she really didn't go to the mikvah because she's scared of him, and that's going to result in Gilei Raios. But that's a case of Nida, not a case of Gilei Raios. So Rav Yosef Engel proves from there, from this Rashi, that he gives the example of not going to the mikvah as being one of the Raios, because she's still sas in Nida, that Nida is one of the Raios. There's a lot of nafkaminas whether nida is one of their ras. Is it a problem of yagva yavor? If a person puts a gun to your head and said, be with this woman who's a nida or not, you have to give your life up. Or by all the other rayos, a person has to give their life up to avoid the rayos. But if nida is not one of the rayos, then one would not have to. One's allowed to violate the isser of a nida in order to save his own life. Or let's say, there's according to the Rambam, it's usser to touch one of the rayos. Even to touch him is usser. So would there be that same isser to touch a person who's in nida? Let's say it's not one of the arayos. So if it's one of the arayos, and it's also to touch a nida midiraisa. It's certainly also midirbanam. But would it be an isser deraisa or not? If there's no isser, if nida is not one of the arayos, then there wouldn't be an isser of touching, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, let's say a woman, wife is in nida, are you allowed to take her blood pressure or her pulse or not? Is that permitted or not? That's a discussion brought down in the poskim. Either way, there's a large discussion, but this is one of the figures they point out that sounds like the pashtus is nida is one of the arayos. Okay, Gemara now says, Michli, let's understand this for a second. Ika lakusha lenida, vika lakusha lachos isha. We have two models now. We have a model of achos isha, which we said kedushin is in tofes, and we have another model of nida that we're saying that kedushin is tofes. So why, my chazis, why do we see the makshis lehu lachos isha? Why are we comparing all the other arayos that are not discussed? Why are we comparing this to Achaz Isha and saying that there is no Tvisas Kedushin? Akshila Nida. Let's compare it to another one of the Arayos Nida and say that the Kedushin is Chal. The Gemara says, Kul v'chumra, l'chumra makshinan. You have two options. You're right, they're both very good checks, because again, Hekesh and Rebbe Yonah connects all the Raos together. So in this circle of Hekesh, we could connect it to the Nidor, or we could connect it to the Achos Isha. So we're choosing Achos Isha because when you have the option of Kula versus Chumra, in a Deraisa level, we're going to be Makish it L'Chumra to Achos Isha, and say the Kedushin isn't Chal. Then Rav Acha, Bar Yaakov Amar, Asim Mikav Chumra, Miyavama. No, it's learned out from a Kal V'chomer from Yavama. That's the source that there's no Tfisus Kedushin for their house. Ma Yavama, she belav lo tafsi b'kedushin. So what's the case of a Yavama? So a woman loses her husband. She's a widow and she has no children. So now her brother-in-law has to perform Yibum or Chalitza. So before the brother-in-law makes a decision, she's what's called a Yavama. So now let's say she's with another man before the brother-in-law does Yibum or does Chalitza. That's an Isser Lav. To be with another man while she's waiting for the brother-in-law. And the halacha is that the Tfisus Kedushin is not chal by Yibum, by Yavama Lashuk. Why? And does Rashi quote a pasuk here? Let's see. And we had you know the Kedushin is in chal now?
Lotehe.
What does it say here? Lo siya yeshes hames achuta lashon lo siya is kedushim. Now this yivama who's waiting for the brother-in-law to either do yibum or chalitza, she tries to marry someone else. In the meantime, that's not chal. So just like a yivama is a lav and there's a tvisa kedushin, so the gemara says chayve misas vechayve krisas lo kol shekin. The arayas which are more severe, that's not only a lav but there's a chiv misas bezdin or there's a chiv karis. Certainly in those cases, the kedushin shouldn't be chal either. The Gemara then says, "Ihach, if that's the case, shar chayiv lavim nami." So if now Yivama Lashuk is the source, so that means all other lavim as well, there shouldn't be a chalos kedushin. What are the other lavim? It could be a kohen to a grusha or a kohen gadol to an amana. Those lavim, the kedushin shouldn't be chal either if that's the model. So Gemara says, "No." In the world of Rav Acha, where he uses Yivama, the lav, as the source, Amar Papa Chayiv Lavim Behedik Sibu. There's a special pasuk that says by all other Chayiv Lavim, the kedushin actually is chal to counter the Kal V'chomer from or the Bama Matzinu by Yavama.
Here it says that it is true that the other Lavim are not Kal V'chomer because they are at the same level as.
Right. I think Rashi is Bama Matzinu or something.
Yeah, it's Binyana.
Right. So okay, right now we have Yavama, which is a lav, there's no kedushin. So if there's no kedushin by lav, so too by all the more severe cases of Chayiv Krisos and Bezdin, there's no kedushin. So Gemara wants to say, okay, let's talk about the same plane though. What are other lavim that go across the board? So the Gemara says, by other lavim, you should also learn from Yavama that it shouldn't be a tisa kedushin because of a b'mem atzinu. So the Gemara says, no, because there's a special pasuk that writes Lehedia that by lavin, the kedushin is chal, with the exception of Yavama. What's that pasuk? It says ki siyana liish shtei nashim. When a man has two wives, ha'achas ahuva, ha'achas snua, one he loves, one he hates. V'chiyei shnua lefnei amakum, v'ahuva lefnei amakum. How could the Torah ever refer to a wife as being loved versus hated? They're all equal in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. So what does it mean? Ela ahuva, ahuva ben nisuea, and snua ben nisuea. That's loved by Hashem in the way they got married. They got married in a heter way. And snua means that it was hated by Hashem because they got married in a iser way. But we still see v'kama rachmana ki siyana, that this is siyana. There's a lashon kedushin. The kedushin's chal, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates the marriage because there was a lav involved. There's still chalos kedushin. So now what we have right now is yivama l'shuk who gets married to somebody else. There is no kedushin. That's a lav. There's no kedushin, and that's the model of the kal v'chomer for all chayvi krisos and chayvi mises bezdin that there's no kedushin either. But all other lavim from this pasuk of ki siyana liish shtei nashim ha'achas ha'uva ha'achas nua, that's a source that other lavim, the kedushin actually is chal.
But why is the ahava in regards to Kadosh Baruch Hu in regards to the person?
No, that's how you would read it. That's how you would think about it. The Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling them loved and calling them hated. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't hate anybody. Doesn't love anybody. No person is hated. Even in this case, which is fascinating, even in this case here, even though they did something wrong, Hashem doesn't hate the person. He hates the act that was done, but not the person. Hashem never hates anybody. He doesn't like the Maisa. So the way the Gemara is interpreting this to mean is, he hates the marriage, meaning there's the Isser involved in the marriage, and nonetheless, it's Chal, because Ki Siyena. Fine. So now the Gemara says, this all was under the assumption that Kedushin is actually Chal and Chayvi Lavim, like we just said. But the famous Shita of Rabbi Kiva, Damar Ein Kedushin Ketosim B'chayvi Lav, and this is going to be a Mishnah we're going to see later on in this Masechta, he holds that by Chayvi Lav, the Kedushin isn't Chal. It doesn't work. So he actually does learn from the Kal V'chomer from Yivama, really, B'mem Matzinu from Yivama.
Is this a source of Rabbi Kiva? Is this the Gemara that...
No, it comes up many, many times. But it's a Mishnah we're going to see later. I think it's a Mishnah later on in Kedushin. Right? Did they quote that?
No, my quote was Rabbi Kiva, Mishat Yivamot.
Huh?
The Makor of Rabbi Kiva is Yivamot.
No, it's not a Mishnah here in...
No, I'm not bad.
I'm pretty sure it's a Mishnah later on, but maybe I'm wrong. Okay. Okay, fine, let's go weiter. So the Gemara says now, according to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, Damar ein kedushin tofsin b'chayvi lavin, where kedushin isn't chal, by chayvi lavin, so what does he do with the pasuk of kisiena, which implies that kisiena, that there is kedushin by the lavin. So how does he interpret this? B'may mokim, he says, Baal mana l'kohen gadol, not all chayvi lavin, even though Rabbi Kiva says, ein kedushin tofsin b'chayvi lavin, it doesn't mean across the board. There's an exception when it comes to a kohen gadol who marries an almana. That will be an exception where the kedushin will be chal, even though there's a lav. Uki Rabbi Simai, the sanya Rabbi Simai Omer minakol haya Rabbi Kiva osa mamzer. Rabbi Kiva would create a mamzer from any iser relationship chut mi almana lekohen gadol. That would be the one exception where it wouldn't generate a mamzer. Why? Sherei Amar Torah. The Torah says lo yichal. When it comes to the entire pasuk, says on the side, it's this week's parsha Emor, I believe, right? V'lo yichalo zaro b'amav, the pasuk says. So what does it mean, lo yichalo, when a kohen marries a grusha, or rather, a kohen gadol marries an almana? Lo yichalo, that chilulim ose, that the child would be chalo from being kahuna, but v'ein ose mamzer, but it doesn't make a mamzer. So this is the one exception. So the pasuk of ki sien el ish shtei nashim achas ha'uva v'achas snua, that's talking about one specific case of Rabbi Kiva, who's the snua? The kohen gadol, who marries an almana, that will be the one exception that kedushin is chal, l'fi Rabbi Kiva.
What about kohen idiot and grusha?
Right, according to this stage of the Gemara, it sounds like there would be not be a kedushin. Would not be a kedushin.
But this is chav lavin too.
Yeah, but this is an exception.
Why?
Pasuk. The pasuk loyichal is referring to kohen gadol and amana. Special kuzeres hakasev by kohen gadol marrying an amana. It says loyichal zara. Only chilulim will create.
Does this pasuk about grusha and kohen?
It does, but not this pasuk. I don't think. I don't have the chumash in front of me here.
But it doesn't use the lashon of chal.
Right. Right. It's a good question. But Pashas is...
Hold on. Al Pshat, so Kohen, idiot with Grusha, is Mamzer?
Only according to Rabbi
Kiva. According to Rabbi Kiva, exactly.
All others hold
the mind. Yeah, he's the only one who's not going to be
tough. Okay. Right. The Gemara says now, Ula Rabbi Ishrav, da Amar Bo, v'nivat nitzvach, al Kiva ben Yosef, let's go and defeat Rabbi Kiva. Shahaya Omer, he says, Kol Shein lo bia b'Yisrael, Havlad Mamzer. He says, whenever there's no bia in Yisrael, the Vlad is a Mamzer. So what does it mean there's no bia in Yisrael? That means, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Bo v'nivitzach, three wide lines down, Al Akiva ben Yosef, Sheposa harbim Yisrael. He passed so many children. Shahaya Omer, Kol bia b'Yisrael, Shein lo heter ba, Havlad Mamzer. Any lav. It sounds like across the board, even by Amman and Lekoin Gadol. They would create a Mamzer. So now the Gemara wants to understand. So Hanicha.
So he holds that Rabbi Akiva holds also that even Almana with the Kongal.
Exactly. So now we're going to try to figure out now what is the pasuk Kisien is referring to now,
right,
according to him. So the Gemara says Hanicha le Rabbi Yishev of Ilafuki Midri Simai Kasi Shapir. If he's coming to exclude his opinion that even by Almana le Kohen Gadol is going to be even there will be a mamzer, what's he coming to explain? So he says, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Hanicha, five water lines down. Hanicha ilav klalahu. It's not really a klala, he's saying. Elafukim the Rishimai. He's just trying to reject Rabbi Simai, that even by Namana and Kohen Gadol, there will be a mamzer. Demapik chad bichayvi lavin os. Vashminin comes to teach me, debechol chayvi lavin osa Rabbi Kiva mamzer. So then, Shapir ikalok mi kisiana. Now he's able to establish that the pasuk of kisiana is the Rabbi Yishavav, ali de Rakiva, bimitsi vadomi bisoch shoshadaros. The chayvi asininu. So the pasuk of Kisiana is now referring to a chive ase, where there's an iser ase. You can't marry a mitzri or an adomi, all those isurim we spoke about, which are only ases, not los ases. That's the pasuk. So now, according to this,
kiddushin is an ase.
No, that's another point. That when there's an iser ase to marry someone, that's when the kiddushin is chal. The pasuk says.
No, but the kiddushin on its own is it mitzvah ase?
It's a machlokas rishonim.
Uh-huh.
So right now we're saying, so according to Rabbi Shiva Av, that we're saying that Kisyan is referring to when there's an Isra Aseh to get married, that's when the Kedushin will be Chal. But Ella, but that's only if Rabbi Yishav Av is coming to reject, he's coming to reject Rabbi Simai. But Ella, Iktaim, then Avshe Kamar, if he's just coming out on his own to say his own statement, now it sounds like across the board, he's not really trying to refer to anybody, he's not in reference to anybody else, he's just saying, Rabbi Kiva says that anytime there's no heter b'Yisrael, even if it's an Isra Aseh, the child will be a mamzer. So b'may mokim lo. So how is he going to explain the pasuk of Kisiana? There's no such thing. He holds that there's never going to be a kedushin that is chal whenever there's any type of isra involved, whether it be a lav, whether it be an aseh. So Gemara says no. Even he will have an exception where the kedushin will be chal mokim lo bebula l'koin gadol. A bu'ula l'koin gadol, that which is also an isra, that isra aseh, that Kohen Gadol has to marry a Besula, the Pasuk says, implying that the Bu'ula would be usher to Kohen Gadol. That's the one Pasuk. Ah, how come that case? Why that case is a Mutter Kedushin? Every other Isser involved in the Kedushin is in Chal. Why is this one good? So Maishna, so Gemara explains, Mishum Dehavi Le'aseh Shein Shavah B'chol. Because of this case of the Bu'ula Kohen Gadol, it's an aseh that doesn't apply to anybody else. It's unique to the Kohen Gadol. There's no other person in the world, not another Kohen, and certainly not another non-Kohen. Only applies to Kohen Gadol, that the Isser aseh for him, and therefore, since it's not as expansive, it's more makel than the other Isser aseh of a Mitzri and Adomi, which do apply to everybody else, and that's the one case where the condition will be chal. Adam's going to ask me a question now. So what about Besula, rather than Amana and Kohen Gadol? Amar l'Kohen Gadol, which we said before, that it's an Isra Aseh, Kedushin is in Chal. Right. So why is that? That's also unique to Kohen Gadol. I don't know the answer.
That's a lav abamachal.
So it's a lav. You can still say the nint is a lav, even though it only applies to Kohen Gadol. It's more severe than an Aseh that applies only to Kohen Gadol. Okay, very good.
What's why you didn't ask it?
Okay. So the Gemara says, now, where are we? Rabbanon. Ademoki le b'chayvi lavim, nokvim b'chayvi aseh. So the Gemara says, okay, now the Rabbanan above said, who think that by chayvi lavim, the Kedushin is chal, so the Pasuk of Kisiana is referring to the chayvi lavim, that there's Siena, that there's Kedushin by chayvi lavim. So the Gemara wants to know, why did the Rabbanan say that Pasuk of Kisiana is talking about chayvi lavim? Why not say nokme b'chayvi aseh, that's referring to chayvi aseh? So the Gemara says, no, you know why? Because it's really hard to say that Pasuk is referring to Chai V'Aseh. Why? Hani Chai V'Aseh B'mai. Which Chai V'Aseh do you want to talk about? Now that Pasuk in theory could have been describing. I achas mitzvahs v'achas Yisraelis. If you're saying one of the women was a mitzvah, was an Egyptian, and one of them was Yisraelis. Shtei nashim me'am achad b'inam. You need to have that both women are coming from the same am. That's the line, sorry. If they're both mitzrios, if they're both Egyptian, that would be shame misnos. That would be two women that are hated. We want one's loved, one's hated. If one of them is Egyptian and one of them is Jewish, then you need two women from the same nation. Now, why is that the case?
Because it says
so shtei nashim is just lumping them together. Even though it doesn't mention shtei shavim, okay? Like shnei seirim. Interesting. Okay, then I ba'ula l'kohen gadol, if that's the case, miksiv siena l'kohen, then the pasuk should have specified kohen. We're talking about in general, any man, an isra that applies to any man. So therefore, there's really no aseh that could fit into this pasuk, but that's why they establish that this pasuk is referring to the chayv lavin. So now if that's the case, Rabbi Kiva, so how come he, if it's so, he said this pasuk is referring to chayv aseh, depending on which opinion within Rabbi Kiva, so it doesn't fit in. The Pesukim don't read well. If it's referring to a Kohen Gadol and a Be'ula, a Kohen Gadol and Amana, well, why doesn't the Pasuk say, Kisana Kohen l'shtei nashim? So Gemara ends up saying, Shavke l'kra d'havei dacha k'moki na'afshe. He left the Pashat Pshat of the Pasuk. He was willing to leave the Pashas and force in what he felt was necessary because he felt compelled that his other opinion, that Bechai B'Lavin in general, the Kedushin isn't Chal, so because he was limited, he was willing to make the Pasuk read very difficultly. Okay, fine. Gemara now says, V'chol mishein lo alav v'chule. This is the last part of that Mishnah. Any situation where the Kedushin isn't chal on anyone in Klal Yisrael, like a Shivcha and a Nachas, the Kedushin isn't chal at all, so then the children will not be mamzerim, they're going to be following the mother. So the pasuk says, Gemara wants to know, Shifcha Kananis Minalon. How do I know that by a Shifcha Kananis, the Kedushin isn't Chal? If I try to marry a Shifcha Kananis, the Kedushin doesn't work. How do I know this? Amar Rav Huna, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, pasuk that we know very, very well. It says, Shivu Lachem Poem Achamor, that the Avram says to Yishmael, rather to the Yishmael, right? Yishmael and his helpers, you stay back here with the donkey. What does that mean? Am Hadom Lachamor is telling Yishmael that he is a nation that's similar to a donkey. So they have a din of an animal, so just like a behema, Kedushin is in Chal, so too, Kedushin is in Chal for any other nation. Now, even though this is referring to Yishmael in particular, this applies to all the Umos Holom across the board, that's not Chal. Ashechan de lo tafsi pekedushin. This is the raya that kedushin isn't chal. Fine, you can't marry a non-Jew. But vlada kamosa minolan. How do I know the children of such a marriage or attempted marriage is going to follow the mother and also not be Jewish? Because the Amakra, the pasuk says ha'isha v'yaldeha tia ladonel. This is referring to a look at Rashi in the top line ha'isha v'yaldeha b'shivcha kananis sheyichda le'evid ivri. So the pasuk says if I own an evid ivri, evid ivri is a Jew who I own. Let's say he stole money from me, couldn't pay it back, and Bezdin sold him to me. Or he just needed money, so he sold himself as a slave. So he's a slave for 6 years. So I, as the owner, have the right to give this Eved Ivri to my Shifcha Kananis, even though she's not Jewish. She's partially Jewish. And this Eved Ivri is fully Jewish. I could have them be with each other and produce children for me to have more of them. That's the result. So the pasuk says, in that context, Ha'isha Viladeha, the woman herself, the Shifcha Kananis, and her children, Tiel Adonet, will be mine. I will own them as more of Adam. And they don't go based on the father who's Jewish, they go based on the mother who's not Jewish, who's a Shifcha Kananis. So that's how we know the Vlada is Kamosa. What about Nachris Minalan? How do I know that a Nachris, that the Kedushin is in Chal, if I try to marry a non-Jew? Amarkra, the pasuk says, Los is Chatein Bam, you cannot marry them. So, now, the Karen Ora asks an interesting question, actually, on your point, that he says, well, you need a pasuk to say that the Kedushin isn't chal for a goy. We know that Kedushin is a mitzvah, and goyim are not a chayv and mitzvah, so certainly not a mitzvah of Kedushin, the chayv and the shiva mitzvahs b'nei noach, but not by Kedushin. So if I'm trying to marry a goy and she has no mitzvah, she can do the Kedushin, because it's not going to work. I have a mitzvah of Kedushin, but she doesn't have a mitzvah of Kedushin. That's partially the Kedushin won't be chal. So the end of answering must be that Kedushin isn't a mitzvah. Kedushin is simply a kinnin. That's the discussion we mentioned many times, that Maseches Kedushin. It's not a mitzvah. It's a kinnin. And therefore, you can have kinyanim with goyim. So there's a half minute to think, I can make a kinyan of Kedushin with a goy. So the pasuk therefore says, lo seschatein bam, no, the Kedushin, this kinyan, isn't chal. So the Gemara says, fine. Ashkechen adilo tafsi big kedushay. So now this is a pasuk that Kedushin isn't chal with the nachris, but vlad the kamosa munalan. How do I know that the children will follow her and the children will be goyim? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says in the name of Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, the Amar Kra, the pasuk says ki yaser bincha me'acharai. So your children are going to follow. What does that mean? So let's look at the whole pasuk on the side here. Right after it says lo sischatein bam bitcha lo sitein levno vita lo sikach levincha. Don't give your daughter to a goy and his daughter don't take for your son, don't intermarry. The next pasuk says, Ki yasir bincha me'acharai. Your son is going to follow after, v'avdu Elohim achrim, will worship avodah zarah, v'charaf Hashem. So your sons will follow them. So what does this mean? So the pasuk, rather the Gemara is medayik, bincha haba m'yisraelis kar bincha. A child, your grandson, that's from your daughter, will be called your son, will still be considered Jewish, because your daughter is Jewish, so her child will be Jewish, even though the husband is not Jewish. But v'ein bincha abam min ha'avedes chachavim kar bincha. But a son that comes from your son, right, your grandson, who's a product of your son and a goyish woman, is, again, ein bincha abam min ha'avedes chachavim kar bincha l'bina. He's called her son, a goyish son. So we see from this pasuk, the drash of the pasuk, Rashi explains the drash a little bit clearer, but we see from this pasuk that if your daughter has a child, that's always Jewish, no matter who she marries. But if your son marries a non-Jewish woman, so then that child, the grandson, will not be Jewish.
According to the one who says that Kedushin is a mitzvah, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then in the case of a Jewish woman who marries a goy, he should also be netofes. But the kid is Jewish.
No? It's well, the Kedushin is definitely not tofes. But any time there's a non-Jew, we're just saying even though they're not tofes, we see that the children, the status of the child.
So it's completely independent that the son of a Jewish woman is Jewish.
Exactly.
To do with the
exactly right. So now the Gemara says, Amar Avina Avina says, Shema Amina, we learn from this, that Ben Bitcha, the son of your daughter, your grandson, through your daughter, Haba Min HaObed Kochavim, is Kari Bitcha still called the son. Okay. So name of Kasav is this to suggest that Ravina holds the Oved Kochavim, the Vevid Haba Al Basisel Havlad Mamzer. So does he say, is that really true? That the Vlad's going to be a Mamzer? Because the child's Jewish now. So no, Gemara says not that he's going to be a Mamzer. Nehid the Kasha Lohavi. He's certainly not a Kasha child, but Mamzer Lohavi either. He's called a Pasal Mikri. He's Pasal. Whatever Nafka means that has. He's not a Mamzer. He's just a Psul. Okay. Gemara says, okay, now back to the Pasuk.
Rabbi Akiva would hold that is a Mamzer.
Rabbi Akiva Lechora would say it's a Mamzer. No, but this case, no, it's a Lav.
Because you said the only case is Almano Le Kohen Gadol. Otherwise, this could have been.
I think he would agree, though, it's only when two Jews could create a Mamzer. And I don't think this case he can, but let's see. Does Tosu address this question, maybe?
Well, he's not a Mamzer, Pasul.
They want to, according to Rabbi Akiva, though.
Any love is mamzer, except for Almana the Kohen Gadol.
But there's no kedushin here.
In general, Rabbi Akiva holds there's no kedushin by any chayv elavim.
That the proof that there's no kedushin is because they're a mamzer. I mean, they're mamzer because he holds that there's no kedushin. That's how.
I don't remember. Okay. I'm not sure. Okay, the Gemara says, okay, fine. Using the source of losis chatein bam is a source that kedushin isn't chal for nachris. So the Gemara says the problem with that is Hahu b'shiva goyim ksiv. That pasuk of not marrying them is in the context of the shiva goyim of the Eretz Canaan. What about Shar Umos Minal? And how do I know other nations of the world the kedushin is in chal? Amar Kra, the pasuk says ki yasir es bincha. Pasuk says ki yasir es bincha l'rabos kol amasirim. What is it ki yasir es bincha that your son-in-law, your daughter-in-law are going to turn your grandchildren away from Yiddishkeit into Avodah Zarah. So the Lav Dafka, the seven Umos Olam, this is going to be applicable to all the Umos Olam in the world. So therefore, Kiyasir comes to include all the Umos Olam as well, that there's a Los Chatin Bam applies to them. This all makes sense to Rabbi Shimon, the Darsh Time of the Krah. So according to him, of course, we know, anytime you see a Pasuk, you could always Darsh the Time of the Krah. And if you were to ask somebody, what's the reason why you can't marry a guy, a Nachris? Because they're going to take you to do Avodah Zarah. Everyone's going to answer. So why does a Pasuk have to tell me Kiyasir? It's completely superfluous, according to Rabbi Shimon. We know the reason. It's a Pasha reason. Kiyasir, therefore, is extra word. And it's extra word. You can make the drasha to come to include all the other Umos Olam. But if you assume El Rabbanan, who don't darshan time in the Kra, so you need the Pasuk Kiyasir to explain to me the Pasuk, the reason behind the Pasuk. So my time, so therefore the Pasuk is not available. What's their reason that you know you could include other Umos Ha'olam? So the Gemara says, my time, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'achar kein tavo aleha uval tavo gomer. So what's the context of this Pasuk? This is the beginning of Parshas Ki Seitze. Pasuk is referring to a Eishishivas Tawar. The Pasuk says, I read on the side here, Ve'hisir es simlas shivi, you remove over, offer her clothing of captivity, me'alea, v'yosha b'veisecha, she sits in her house, u'bachses avia, v'sima, she cries over the shiva for her parent because she's now leaving her parent's house, yarech for a month, yamim, v'achar kein tavo elea, then you come to uvialta, v'aisal l'chalisha. So afterwards you have bia, and she becomes your wife. That's the concept of the Eishah Shifas Torah. So we see from here,
she's a goy.
But look at this. Bichlal, the mikar lo tafs b'kedushim. It only works after she goes through the process. But before this process, the kedushim won't be chal. Right. So that's how Rabbanan know. This is the source. But they're not talking about shivas umos only. This is referring to any guy.
Fast Torah.
Any what?
Maybe it's just the dimay fast Torah only.
No, but the fast Torah. But before you fast Torah, though, the kedushim, it only works. The kedushim only chal after you go through the process of yifas Torah. But before this process, kedushim is in chal, and the din of yifas Torah applies to all umos olam. So we see from here that Kedushin is in Chal according to Rabbanon. This is the source.
How do you say in English Yachasi?
Respect.
Connection?
No.
Relationship?
No.
We'll figure it out after. Let's finish this daf. So Gemara says now.
Relative.
Ashkan de lo tafsa be Kedushin. So now we've established that Kedushin is in Chal. But what about Vlad the Kamosa Minol? And how do the Rabbanon know that the child will follow the Nachris? So the Gemara says, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Ki siyana l'ish v'yadalo. So the Pasuk says, and this Pasuk is, which one here? Let's go. The Pasuk we had yesterday, earlier, in Amar Aleph. Ki siyana l'ish shtei nashim v'achas ahu v'achas nuva v'yadalo vanim. So the connection of the Kedushin to the Vlad. What does the Gemara say? Kol heicha da karina bei kisiana. Whenever there's a kisiana, whenever there's a kedushin, then karina bei v'yal de lo, and then the children become his. But v'chol heicha de lo karina bei kisiana, when you can't say kisiana, when there is no kedushin, like the case of the nachris, then lo karina bei v'yal de lo, then the children are not his, they actually follow the nachris. So now that we've established that this is the source, that the vlad is kemosa, yihachi shivchanami. So that could be the same source of the Shivcha. We said above, how do we know that the Shivcha's children follow her? We had a different pasuk of Ha'isha v'yaldeha tiyat li adoneha. But why not use the pasuk the Gemara just used here of Ki siyana li'ish v'yaldelo? We're saying Echanami, right? The pasuk of Ki siyana li'ish v'yaldelo, that's the source that all children have to follow the mother. So now what do you do with the pasuk? Se'ela Ha'isha v'yaldeha tiyana li'adoneha lamali. What do you learn from the pasuk above? Then Evan Ivri and a Shivcha Kananis, that the children follow Shivcha Kananis. We already know that from this pasuk we just brought. So what's that coming to teach me?
Well, that's because we're saying that the Snua is, that's the case of Snua?
The case is Ki Siyana Le'ish, that's the case of Snua. And we right. Said, the Yaldalo, your children connect to there being a Kedushin.
Right.
So now we know, so we can apply that same concept to a Shivcha. Since there's no Kedushin for a Shivcha, the children are not yours either.
But you can say that the Snua doesn't apply to that case. Snua is talking about some Kiddushin Berachal.
So that's a good question, I guess. Now we've established, that's a good question, because on Amun Aleph we said, Kisiyana is referring to only a case where Kedushin is Chal. This case is no Kedushin Chal, so how could you say it's referring to a Nachris
right. And
to a Shivcha Kananis, where there's no Kedushin? Very good question.
But isn't the drush here that we're saying, Kisiyana Leish, when there's Kedushin Chal, then Vialdalo, then it's Misyache Zachara.
Oh, right, that's what we're saying. That's the point, right.
So that's exactly the point.
Yeah, that's exactly.
But then it's not a question, it's a statement.
Which line?
It would seem that it's asking a question.
You know, it is. It's saying, Ihachi, that's the case. This same pasuk we just used could also explain why the Vlad of a Shivcha is also Kemosa.
And you don't. Not Kamoso.
Right, Kamosa.
Oh, so the question, why do we need the other pasuk?
Exactly. The pasuk on top is unnecessary now.
Okay.
And Gemara says, you're right. So, Ella Ha'isha V'yaldeha, Siat Ladonea, the pasuk above, Lamali. That's an unnecessary pasuk. So now the Gemara goes into the fold. The Chedesanya, the Brisa tells us, going on to Samachtes, we'll get to the Mishnah. Ha'omer l'shivcha, so a person says to a shivcha, who's muberes, Rashi says she's pregnant, Hari at bascharin, you're going to be free. V'ladech, eved, but your child will remain an eved when he's born. Havlad kamosa, divrei Rabbi Yosef, the pasuk, rather the child, is going to follow suit. You can't split them up like that, right? Uber yerchimo, you can't separate between the vlad and the mother. Comes along chachamim omrim, Devar of Kayamim. No, his words are able to remain, and the child will taka be Eved, even though the mother is going to be Bascharin. Why? How do we know this? Mishum Shinemar Ha'isha Viladeha Tiela Doneh. Because the children follow the children follow the mother. Rather, the children are the masters.
This is the case where she already have kids, not the future kids, right?
No, it's referring to the child that's going to be born. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "My Talmudah." What's the Talmud here? Gemara Rashi says, "Heicha Shmainan Mehaikra." Dvar of Kayamim. How did the Chachamim bring a proof in the pasuk of Ha'isha Viladeha Tiena Ladunea that it supports that Dvar Kayamim? Doesn't seem to make sense. I thought it would make sense, but the Gemara says it does make sense.
Sounds like a tree in the same.
Well, that's another point. But this pasuk says that the Yiladeha become the Aduneha, which is exactly what Chachamim say, that I want the Shivcha to be free, but I want the Vlad to be mine. So isn't that what the pasuk means? Yiladeha tiena le'adoneha, that children are mine, regardless. But you're saying, no, the pasuk connects Isha v'Yiladeha, they have to be together, connected to them. So this pasuk is not coming to explain Chachamim. So where it says, no, Amar Rava ad Rabbi Yosef Glili. The pasuk is going back to explain Rabbi Yosef Glili. When the master tries to say that you're going to be free, but your child yet unborn will be an Eved, it doesn't work. The Vlad is always Kamosa because the pasuk is Ha'isha V'yaldeh. They have to be the same. They're either both yours or both not yours. And that's what the Chachamim do with this pasuk here of Ha'isha V'yaldeh Tiel Adoneha. And nothing to do with the child following the mother status in terms of a Shivcha, just a special other din of them trying to attempt to free the mother and keep the Ubar an Eved.
This Gemara doesn't answer according to Chachamim what you do with the pasuk. I guess according to Chachamim, you could say maybe they don't hold of this. They hold like Reb Shimon or something.
The Chachamim. Which chacham are we talking about now?
This chacham here. We used it for Yosi Aglili. We didn't use it for the chachamim.
Uh-huh.
And what are they? It's an extra pasuk for them.
So you say they probably use the pasuk of Rabbi Shimon.
Maybe they hold Rabbi Shimon Darsh time of the Quran. They don't come on to this whole Sanel Leish, and then we don't.
I gotcha. Okay. Very good. Okay, Shkoyach.